Graham's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Sean McAuliffe coming on the show in half an hour's time to give us a flirty 9:30 dirty short story, an erotic reading from him.
Can't wait for that, Tom. This is exciting, though. Have you heard of the annual Global Award for Best Radio Comment? We've actually won one. Well, kind of. On Facebook, Steve Allen messaged. He said, guys, evening, the annual Global Award for Best Radio Comment goes to Ollie's girlfriend, Sarah, referring to the... awkward encounter after she found my beard hair in the bathroom. Oh, wow. Okay, don't.
Sorry, I was really excited. I thought there was a bum bag boy on the line.
No, if you want to hear Sarah live in real time discovering my beard hair in the bathroom and getting very upset, you can hear the best radio comment ever made globally.
All right. Hey, up next, we got Deep Thought of the Week. Stick around. This is Paul Kelly, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Paul Kelly and the Coloured Girls before too long. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. And look, it's that time of the week. We usually do this a little bit earlier, but I just reckon it's time to jump into that pondering pond, don't you think, Ollie?
Deep Thought of the Week.
A special naughty edition.
Not quite a pond, but maybe a spa, a bit of a sexy spa scenario. You know I like a bit of a fun spa time.
I know you do. You've revealed that on this show before. Please be aware I have not played the content warning.
Oh.
Just so you know. I will soon, though, if you get involved on 133353.
I guess I can't share my spa story then.
With your deep thought of the week. It's pretty simple. We jump in this pondering pond and you give us a call and you say your deep thought. If you're an idiot but you speak 5 languages, then you're still an idiot, but more people can know.
Deep Thought of the Week.
Ollie, the pondering pond this week, the filtration system has broken down. So the pondering pond is a bit murky and that's why we've put it in Naughty After Nine.
You could have said it's a bit dirty, Tom.
Exactly.
Dirty.
You got a deep thought?
I just went on to showerthoughts.s, the account.
Oh, what's that?
It's like a fake Shower Thoughts account.
On Instagram?
Yeah, and there's like no posts. So I've got nothing to share, really. Yeah. Sorry.
How about this running? This is kind of a naughty one. Okay. Really, running would sound a lot different if our butt cracks were horizontal.
Deep Thought of the Week.
133353. Join us in the pondering pond. If you've got a naughty deep thought, we'll accept it. Of course, it is naughty after nine. But any deep thought you want to get out of your head, join us in the pondering pond. 133353 with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. This is new music from Luca Brasi called "The Clothes I Slept In." Clothes I...
Producer Tom, can we make a note of that?
Clothes I Slept In. A bit of Tim Tam stuck in my mouth. Luca Brasi, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. That's new music from those guys. Make sure you head to triplem.com.au. Become a club member. Have a say about the music we play.
Well, Tom can't have a say, so maybe you can have a say.
Good. Flirty 9:30, not far away, with Sean McAuliffe. He's been sticking around for us.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
It's a Naughty After Nine, but it's a very special one because we're jumping in the pondering pond for this week's...
Deep Thought of the Week.
That's right, the pondering pond where all your deep thoughts get revealed. You know, you have a soak in it, naked. It's a bit murky tonight, so it's dirty. So we had to do it after 9 o'clock. The filtration system's broken. I know what's been happening. Ollie's been having a wine night in there with a whole bunch of mates, have you? Hot couples on...
Yeah, well, I will say that I have been in the spa, and after I was in there, wasn't as clean as beforehand. Go me. What a guy.
G'day, Gavin.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Good, Gavin. Mate. Are you naked, Gavin?
No, mate, I'm driving, unfortunately.
Gavin. Okay, so we say this every week, but it's a radio bit where we go, "Are you naked?" And we're never going to check whether you're naked. So you just simply reply,
"Sorry, yeah, mate, totally."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, perfect.
Looking good, Gav.
Now we're all on the same page. We're all in the same pond. What's your deep thought,
mate? Just with the recent revelations about Bert and Ernie's alternative lifestyle, I think that if you delve into other childhood favourites, you'll find that Captain Puckwash is quite homoerotic when you look at some of the names that are involved there, because you've got Semen Stains.
Someone's named Semen Stains.
On Captain Puckwash, yes. He's a seaman and his surname is Stains, so they call him Semen Stains. And then there's the cabin boy whose name's Roger. So it's Roger the cabin boy.
Yeah, who's having a laugh in the writing room of that show? But I thought the news about Bert and Ernie was that they were just friends, they weren't lovers.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that's what you get for just reading the headline. But no, it is. I think we all know that it goes much deeper than that.
Well, you know.
How's your alternative lifestyle going, Gavin? Or is it just my sexuality that is an alternative lifestyle?
No, mate. Look, it doubles your chances for a day.
Thought of the week.
G'day, Aiden.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Yeah, that's good, buddy. Fire. Are you naked, Aiden?
No, mate, I'm driving the car.
Okay. All right, you're driving the car, Aiden. We're not going to go through this rigmarole again.
Just say yes. That's as simple as that.
You've got to be naked to be in the pondering pond, Aiden. Are you naked?
In that case, yes.
Yeah, perfect. That's great. We don't check. Aiden, what's your deep thought?
Mate, if you were born deaf, what language do you think in?
What language do you think in if you're born deaf? Ollie, you want to take this one?
Well, I would think, Aiden, you'd still be able to read your language, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, if you were born in Australia, you wouldn't think in Spanish, would you?
No.
No.
Maybe your phone's under the water in the pondering pond because we can't hear you that well. Speaking.
Oh, play the sound for him. Come on.
Oh yeah, sure.
Deep thought of the week.
Barely
worth it.
But. On type of. Speaking of
alternative lifestyles.
Oh, don't you dare. We had a deaf one there. How about this one? The wash your hands in Braille must be pretty dirty.
Sorry?
The wash your hands in Braille
must
be quite dirty.
That's good.
Deep thought of the week.
Alina.
Well, also, I've heard of Braille one time. Sorry, before we go to Alina. Okay. It must be pretty scary when you in Braille when you read, "Do not touch this."
Yeah.
Freak you out.
I don't want to laugh, but yeah. Hey, Alina.
Hello.
What is your deep thought?
So my deep thought, first of all, my soul is naked.
Oh, yes.
We should have asked. You are naked, are you, Alina?
You're naked?
Inside. Naked inside.
You're naked inside. Well, we all are naked inside, aren't we? Where are you from, Alina?
I'm from Armenia, then from Russia. It's a long story. This girl from The Sixth Sense, multi-passport.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, what's your deep thought, Alina?
So my deep thought is the following. If no matter whether you're gay or straight, whether you are in the LGBT community or you are a man or a woman, in the end, it's the personality that matters. Yeah. So if you actually have a shit personality, no matter what body you're in, it's the personality is still going to be shit.
Brilliant.
Deep thought of the week.
It's a nice message after the alternative lifestyle stuff.
Oh, jeez.
And the very basic deaf ponderings of Aiden.
Oh, God.
What language do you speak?
What's your alternative lifestyle like, Ollie?
It's pretty filthy. I can't detail too much of it, though, Tom.
Oh, it involves a spa, does it?
It's too alternative.
I love my sexuality being labelled as alternative.
Normal.
It's not normal, is it? I mean, two guys, you don't want to see that on the telly.
It's just 10 to 20% of people.
The kids shouldn't see it, should they? I mean, come on, guys.
Triple M.
Yep, you're with Tom and Ollie. Dreams, the Cranberries, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hope you're having a good, wacky Wednesday. No hump day here. Am I right?
Animal chaos.
Sean McAuliffe, not far away. We'll get him in for a flirty 9:30 dirty short story. Come on, Cranberries, stop screaming.
Just wailing. Just cut your wailing out.
They just like to wail, don't they?
Wail on.
One of a lot of good dream songs. Ollie, I revealed to you before that I'm a bum bag boy. I bought a bum bag, didn't I?
Yeah, you bought a bum bag, Patagonia, $40, vintage Bainbridge, just buying something you don't need.
What you don't...
Did you walk into the store and then see it, or did you and go, I'll buy it, or
nah.
did you you pursued it?
Definitely
you,
not. I pursued the bum bag.
You pursued that.
I pursued the bum bag. I wanted the bum bag.
Well, there's still a poll on Instagram going, Tom, and last I checked, the results were, by the way, go there, Tom and Ollie.
Yeah.
No, the no votes, 65%. Yes vote, 35%.
So, that's pretty good. It's pretty good stats.
Not really.
Ollie, what you don't know about my bum bag, because I'm a bum bag boy, is that it actually contains a whole bunch of treats. Because that's what I do with the bum bag. I keep treats in there because I'm a bum bag boy and I like my treats.
Are they typical bum bag treats that you'd see at a festival, or what kind of treats are you talking about?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to chuck you the bum bag. Because I know you're jealous and I know you want to hold the bum bag. I'm going to chuck it to you and you just pull out the treat that I've got in the bum bag.
Chuck us the bum bag.
All right.
I've got the bum bag in my hands.
You got the bum bag? I don't throw it on the ground, mate.
I don't
you actually need to go pick that up because this is
it.
The whole point of this next bit on the radio is in that bum bag.
I don't want to touch it. So I'll go and pick it up. But
go pick it up.
I'll use a plastic bag.
Okay. No, you don't need to use a plastic bag like it's a piece of dog poo, mate. He's gone over. He's picked up the bum bag. He's used a piece of paper to pick up the bum bag.
I don't want to touch it.
Okay. Just reach into the bum bag, mate. What is the treat that is in the bum bag? Because I'm a bum bag boy. What does it say there?
Small plastic bags. Small plastic bags. Oh, and here we go.
Yeah. What does it say there?
Two tickets to Johnny English to give away.
Oh, that's right. I've got two tickets to the new Johnny English Strikes Again film. It's out tomorrow. Our producer's head's in his hands. It's pretty easy here. All you need to do, 133353. I thought it could be a fun game. Be English for Johnny English tickets. How about that? 133353. Jump on the phone. I've got two doubles to give away. Just be English for Johnny English tickets.
All right,
Governor.
That's good.
Yeah, you like
Can we do a two-pronged attack?
Yeah.
Can you either be English for the tickets or be an American idiot for the tickets?
Why American idiot?
Well, we're about to play Green Day American Idiot, Tom.
Oh. No, just be English for Johnny English tickets. 133353 with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The bum bag delivers. I'm a bung bag boy.
Bung bag.
Green Day, American Idiot, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. 4930 with Sean McAuliffe not far away. But I'm a bum bag boy. I've purchased a bum bag. That's what I've done. You've reached into the bum bag, Ollie. And you've pulled out a couple of doubles to go see Johnny English Strikes Again. That's right. Rowan Atkinson is back in Johnny English Strikes Again in cinemas from tomorrow. We're also going to be speaking to Ben Miller, who is a star of Johnny English, tomorrow on the show as well, which is very exciting.
Excellent.
But I thought to give these doubles away, Ollie.
Haven't you seen it, Tom? You got a sneak preview.
I did see a sneak preview. It's very funny.
No invite for me. Bum bag only, boys.
There was an invite. You said that you wanted to go to the gym. So I don't know what that's about. But Ollie, I have
Brad Pitt workout, mate. Can't just turn it off.
We've got these doubles to give away. I thought it'd be fun to be English for Johnny English tickets. That's right.
It'd be fun to be an American idiot. You weren't keen for that one?
Shut up, mate.
Just your ideas. That's
G'day, right. Troy. You need to be an Englishman to get these
tickets. Hey, lads. You all right? How's it going?
Good, Troy. What's going tonight?
Oh, mate. I'm just driving back. Been in Melbourne tonight. Been down the pub. Couple of pints. Had a pie. On my phone right now, too. So, I might get pulled over by the bobbies.
By the bobbies.
Nice.
Don't mind that from Troy. Okay. You're in the running, Troy.
Well done, Troy. Sam?
Hello, Governor. You're right, mate.
Oh, hello, Sam.
If you're pulling out Governor, is that a desperate ploy?
No, I reckon Englishmen would be doing this. Sam, you're from the mother country.
Yeah, we are, mate. We are. Yep, me and the old ball and chain.
The miso.
That's it, mate. That's lovely, quite... lads.
Yeah. I don't mind Sam's accent there. Michael, you want to be English for Johnny English tickets, which is out tomorrow.
Yeah, we're hanging out with some geezers down the pub.
There's some geezers, eh?
Yeah, and the lads.
What are the lads' names?
We've got Mitty and Chitty.
Mitty and Chitty. Nah,
wouldn't it be Mitty and Chitty or something?
Yeah, no, you're out. I'm sorry, Michael. That wasn't very good, mate.
Mitty and Chitty. We're lads.
G'day, Tim.
Oh, good evening. Who are we, Tom and Ollie?
Oh, Tim, you're a bit posher. You're posher.
I am indeed, but I must say I am quite a fan of the Naughty After Nine.
Oh, are you?
I bet you are.
Yes.
Top of the evening to you. And what's the plan tonight?
Oh, I've just had dinner with the lovely lady, and we are just on our way home, actually.
Very good, Tim. Well, you're in the running as well.
I really like
it. How many
Tim.
Tickets do you have to give away?
I've got two doubles.
Two doubles.
So two winners here. Clint, you're our last player. You want to be English for Johnny English tickets?
I sure do. Oh, Betty, the cat's done a whoopsie in the bedroom.
No, sorry, mate, you're out. I think we should give it to Sam and Tim. Sam and Tim, well done, boys. You have scored yourself a double to go see Johnny English Strikes Again out in cinemas tomorrow, Governor.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
I don't know why you'd go anywhere because Sean McAuliffe has returned. We spoke to him earlier on the show and we went, hey, mate, you've written a young adult novel, right? I reckon you're pretty good at writing. So why don't you give a critique to Carol Queen's 5-minute erotica, the used erotica novel that we got shipped from the States?
Yeah, I've got the book here, Tom. I think I'll have a go at reading. It was my book in the first place that I did find.
Okay.
I'll read it to Sean, see what he thinks.
All right, stick around. Sean McAuliffe in Flirty 930 up next. This is The Killers, The Man, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Queens, another one bites the dust. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions.
During our late version of Deep Thought of the Week, Tom, which we had about half an hour ago now, one guy mentioned a show called Captain Pugwash, which I hadn't heard of.
No.
But it's a show full of innuendo, apparently. I've been doing some reading, and there is a fascinating case here to say that Captain Pugwash does contain a litany of sexual innuendo.
All right, stick around. That's going to finish the show, but let's get into this.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Tom, it's just past 9:30, which means it's about time for us to get into some erotic fiction.
Oh, yes, from Carol Queen, 5-minute erotica. We got this book from overseas.
Yeah.
It was a used copy, of course.
Very used, although still in good nick.
Yeah.
But we've been enjoying recently sharing this this moment with a guest reader, and we've got Sean McAuliffe tonight from Mad as Hell. Evening, Sean.
Hello, yes, nice to be back.
Yeah, good. Thanks for those burgers, by the way.
And we saw on the screen, Mad as Hell. It was on at 8:33. Catch it on iView now. Mate, it was a great episode. We saw it in silence,
so
but
funny.
It looked good.
What was your favourite bit?
Oh, the Barnaby Joyce stuff.
Really? I don't think we got anything in on Barnaby.
For once?
That's right. Well, the sound was down. That sound was down.
Yeah, I guess
you lip read wrongly.
I saw a beetroot and I thought it was Barnaby Joyce. Now, Sean, you've done some writing in your time, so I thought we'd change this up. You've written a young adult novel called Tales from a Tall Forest, where, by the way, you spelt forest with two R's. Was that the character's name, was it? Or was that you, Tom?
That was our producer.
That was our producer. See, Sean, you can't trust your producers.
Yeah, leave them. Leave your producers alone.
Sorry, Sean.
It's like a Forester, Subaru Forester. Anyway, I thought I would read this story to you, Sean, and with your writing background, you can critique it. It's called Seduction. It's one page long.
Yes.
And I just want to know what your thoughts are, because I get the feeling, I've glanced over it, I think it's all one sentence.
Mm.
I think it's one sentence.
That's brave. Look, James Joyce wrote an entire novel with no punctuation.
Was that Ulysses?
I think Ulysses has no punctuation. I think that's right. Might be Finnegan. Finnegan's Wake's got a few full stops and umlaut somewhere, but
Tom's loving this. You've read those books here.
Well, don't read Ulysses out. That's too long. I'll read this.
Yeah. Seduction by Cecilia Tan. Big deep breath for me. It's one sentence. She knows what seduction is because until the night she lost her virginity, a night she had waited for a long time after many near misses, several broken dates, and a few broken hearts, she had thought what most people think, that seduction is something dishonest, dangerous, sultry, and tawdry.
Okay,
we need
a break already.
And cautious.
Okay.
That sounds a little bit, it's actually warning people off. I don't mind the message. I think that's because sex is sinful, clearly.
Yeah. Clearly.
But it's interesting because the word. Read that first little bit about the first five words for me again.
She knows what seduction is because until the night she lost her virginity.
Misses. She had a few misses.
Yeah, there's a few misses.
That's ugly. Misses. What is that? It sounds like a memo.
Accident report. You know, like an incident report form or something. All right, I'll go on. Seduction is something dishonest and dangerous, sultry and tawdry, slow and cautious. But really, it's none of those things. For as she's learned, the most important part of a seduction is the removal of fear.
Oh, see, I would have said underpants.
or some kind of clothing,
I'm not sure what perspective she is. Is she the seducer or the seducee?
I don't know
how that works.
Maybe she's saying, do you mind if I take off your fear?
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Unzip your fear. Yeah, no, it's ugly. Is there any more to it? Is there another sentence?
Yeah, there's a bit, but it's the one sentence still. That instinctual safeguard without which one feels perfectly secure.
Hang on a minute. Instinctual?
Yeah.
Instinctive, surely. Instinctive.
Mate, it's not the best writing. I've warned you.
No, there are no greater turnoff than bad grammar.
No. It does certainly, it loses the edge a bit. Here we go. Safe as a hatchling, nested deep in downy feathers. For that is exactly how she felt when he who is only significant.
Hang on a minute. Nested, is that say nested deep in downy feathers? It should be nestling deep in downy feathers.
Safe as a hatchling, nested deep.
Nested, that's not a word. Nestling.
Nestling, yeah, nestling deep in downy feathers.
That's all right, deep and downy. I like the alliteration. That's nice, deep and downy. That's very, that's lovely. Deep and downy feathers. It's a little cliched, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's overdone.
Please continue with your evidence.
He who is only significant by the fact that it is he who seduced her, finally, that night in the hotel bar where she sat waiting for someone she didn't know would be him, pulled her hand, it just keeps going.
Oh, God.
Pulled her hand gently until she was near enough to feel his warmth. And he pressed the backs of her fingertips to his fly.
That's nice. Yeah, that's nice. That's not nice. No, that we know it. I thought there was a tenderness going on there, but it was all about sex again.
Yeah, he pressed the backs of her fingertips. That's nice. To his fly.
Yeah, that's. How do you do that anyway? And what's the point of having the back of your hand on the fly?
Grazing. The word fly isn't very sexy, is it?
Very strange. Backs of the fingertips. Backs of the fingertips? Is it backs of the fingertips? Or fingertips back?
The backs of her fingertips. Is there such
a
thing?
Backs of the fingertips? I see nails.
All right, Sean McAuliffe, I think we'll leave it there. Make sure you check out Mad as Hell on iView. Check it out there. You can get it on demand. Sean McAuliffe, thank you so much for critiquing Flirty 930.
That's all right, Tom and Ollie. I've enjoyed speaking to you. This is the first time we've spoken. I hope we get to do it again.
I do too, Sean. Thanks so much, and good luck for the season.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Slash and Miles Kennedy, Driving Rain. They've got a brand new album out this Friday, which we're all pretty pumped for. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. And it's not far until we get out of here. Ollie, you got any more to say?
Before we go, I've got some bloody questions about this. It's a children's fictional comic strip called Captain Pugwash.
Yeah, before you go on.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Now, I've not heard of this cartoon before,
well,
because I was born in 1990.
Let me tell you, Tom, it's from 1957, but it was a deep thought of the week from a chap called Darren about an hour ago.
I should have got the audio.
And he talked about Captain Pugwash. I'd never heard of it, but he said there's some innuendo with this character. So it's a fictional pirate in a children's series from the UK back in 57. Now, apparently there has been some back and forth. There's an urban legend that the characters in this show, Captain Pugwash, have a very sexual undertone. Now, let me put to you some of these characters' names.
Okay.
And I want to hear what you think about it, Tom.
Okay, sure.
Captain Pugwash, again, he's a pirate. So that's already a thing, right? There's characters called Master Bates. That's actually a character, honestly.
Oh, my God.
Seaman, surname, Staines. The Cabin Boy.
Oh my God.
He's just a character.
No, isn't the Cabin Boy Roger?
There's a cabin boy.
Roger the cabin boy?
Yes, that's right. Roger the cabin boy. Now, apparently, this is all. There's more. Lieutenant Scratchwood.
Oh, my God.
Stinker is a character.
Stinker.
Swine is a character.
Yeah.
And it's just. It's very. So, and there has been a. Someone got sued because this paper, the Sunday Correspondent, made these allegations.
Hang on. I think you've been had here.
Mate, I'm reading Wikipedia. I haven't been had.
Hang on, I'm reading Wikipedia, and it says here that the characters are called Master Mate, and it's Tom the Cabin Boy, not Roger.
Well, I Googled it to check that, and if you search Master Bates, something comes up. So that's how you check if something's a thing.
Of course something comes up, mate. You've just searched a very rude word.
No, if you search it as Master, Bates, it's a real thing.
Okay. All right, sure.
It's a character. There's also a character called Willie. I mean, how obvious can you get?
I still think you've been had, mate, because I don't know what.
Well,
one.
You think that's all coincidences?
Well, I don't know what page you're on because my Wikipedia is completely different. It's absolutely completely
but
different.
Do you trust me when I say Lieutenant Scratchwood I mean, this is all, you think it's all a coincidence?
I think what they've done is they've taken Captain Pugwash name, Pugwash names, and then turned them dirty. Like, this is a work of parody, surely.
Well, if you know more, I'm annoyed that I'm not being trusted here. If you know about Captain Pugwash, get in touch on Facebook at Tom and Ollie and give us the download. Maybe you're a bit older and you know about it.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that tomorrow night. And I did say bottom.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at Tom and Ollie.